Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Kim is away, as you know. We do have a guest speaker, which is Pastor Greg Franklin, and he will be sharing worship with us today. Please let us take time to center ourselves with the Lord. Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. A song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and gathers the outcasts of Israel, heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. God determines the number of stars and gives to all of them their names. Great is our God and abundant in power, whose understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody upon the lyre to our God. The Lord does not delight in the might of a horse, or in pleasure in the strength of a runner. The Lord takes pleasure in the faithful, in whose hope is steadfast love. Praise the Lord, and let us sing.
Thank you.
pray together. God of mercy and grace, in a world where good and evil are at odds, you are the constant that keeps it from spinning out of control. Your presence brings healing, assurance, and hope to a tired people. With your power and our faith, you have shown us all things are possible. Knowing this is inspiration to push forward to find peace where there is war, cures where there is disease, respite for the weary, and hope for the future. For those who are in the midst of crises, give them the grace that they need. May your Spirit fill them, offering hope for change and a realization that through you is the way to eternal happiness. Today, we are lifting up those in prayer that are experiencing illnesses, diseases that are crippling their lives, preventing them from living the life that they desire. Be with those who are lost in our world, who are victims, who are taken advantage of by those that are stronger. Lord, we are grateful and rejoice at the healing we have heard today. We pray for our pastor who is out of our area. Please keep her safe, that she may return to us and continue to be a part of this flock. We ask all of this in your Son's name, who taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now, let us listen to God's word. Our Old Testament reading today is from Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 21 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when he blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their hosts and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And our gospel reading today is from Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, And the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place. And there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I remember being here about 25 years ago. How many might have even been around that long ago? Oh, look at how boldly they raised their hand. That's wonderful. I don't remember too much about it, but that's more of my fault because I do remember at least one gentleman. I was coming in through the front door and I was coming up this aisle and he very warmly welcomed me. I'm sure that others very warmly welcomed me too. But he's the one that I remembered, and I don't know why. But perhaps it's a lesson for us all. You know, it doesn't matter how many people, as long as we go out of our way for at least one. What do you do that you are passionate about? What is one or more of the things that keep you busy? What takes up your time? What do you find difficult to put down once you get started? Hopefully you're passionate about something. Do we have any couch potatoes in here? Okay, one couch potato? Okay. Well, I submit to you that couch potatoes, by their very definition, have a job to do. And it starts usually in the morning, and it runs pretty well through the day, and quite often runs in the evening. And as a rule, they do it very well. Now, hopefully, there are those on the other side of the scale who are busy doing things from one end of the day to the other. Our passages of Scripture this morning, I really like how the two of them have come together out of the lectionary. On the one hand, we have our gospel, which talks about the passionate activity of Jesus Christ when he walked on the face of the earth for us. How he went from village to village, preaching and teaching, touching and healing. comforting and giving words of hope. And he did that in all towns and villages, wherever he went. He may have spent a few hours, he may have spent a few days, but it was what he was passionate about and what he committed himself to. You'll notice that in the scripture, there's a couple of times, well, right at the beginning of that gospel, it says, and they left the synagogue. Now, how many of you leave church and you feel kind of exhausted by the experience? You don't have to raise your hand. Oh, okay, raising your hands. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Well, I'll have to admit that when I was a layperson, I would feel very exhausted following the Sunday morning experience because that's what I was committed to. I loved it. I loved greeting the people. I loved listening to them. I loved making notes to see if there was anything that could be done for them during the week. And by the time I was through with a couple of hours on a Sunday morning, I was exhausted. But it was the kind of exhaustion that also gave me a good feeling. It gave me a feeling that I had a call or a purpose in life, and I was living it out. And there were times that I became almost overly busy, not thinking about those times that maybe I need to slow down. Maybe I need to rest. Maybe I need to pray. Maybe I need to hear some encouraging words from the scripture. The scripture says, and they left the synagogue. And then immediately things began to happen. In other words, they got up from their pews, they sang a hymn, and they were out the door, and they were not going to a football game. They were not going to a Super Bowl party. They were not on their way even to a fine restaurant or a homemade dinner. But immediately they left the synagogue and the needs of people came to the forefront. Immediately they were involved in the community. And once they began to care, the community came to them. They didn't need to look anymore. Matter of fact, they were overwhelmed at times. They were busy. They were committed, but also people were keeping them busy. At one point, Jesus goes off to a place by himself. He felt the need to have a quiet time. It says he went to pray. And indeed, he probably did. My guess is, in the Jewish tradition, he did more than that. In the Jewish tradition, there was a lot of scriptural liturgy that they learned by heart. And our Old Testament lesson this morning, I think, is a wonderful example of probably one of those scriptures that came to mind on more than one occasion. And I appreciated the way that your lay minister read the Old Testament scripture because I believe that's what it was designed to do, is to jump out at us. When we're the busiest, we need to remember there's a time to slow down. There's a time to remember what we're all about. There's a time to remember what we're committed to and for what. And that draws us to the Old Testament this morning. And the Old Testament reading starts out, have you not heard? Have you not been told? Now, if you're busy doing something and someone asks you, have you not heard? Have you not been told? You would have a natural reaction of saying, what is it? What's happened? What do I need to know? And this author has gone about doing exactly that, being well aware that we get caught up in our commitments, in the things that we love to do. And at times we need to have God's word come to us and say, have you not heard, or have you not stopped to consider? Have you not taken the time within the last 24 hours to remember that God is the God of creation, that God is a God whose reasoning is hard to fathom, who is a God of wonder and a God of miracles? And we need to remember and be told, and sometimes at the busiest of times, but we need those times of refreshment. We need those times to even think about the basics. Who is God to me? Jesus said, who do you say that I am? He said that to Peter, but in essence, he's saying that down through the years to us. Who do you say that I am? And sometimes in the midst of our busyness, we may get confused about why we're doing what we're doing. Or maybe that's exactly it. We're always thinking in terms of what we're doing. But we must remember the mission that we're about. We're about doing the very best in this life in the very best way that we can, that when we get to the next life, we will appreciate it in ways that we cannot begin to put into words and language today. Have you not heard, have you not understood that God is the creator, that God is the one? Let me turn to the actual words. And the translation was different than the one that I worked with, and yet the message is the same. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning, from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and we are like grasshoppers. And this poetic author is so convinced that we need to be shaken out of our busyness at times, and also our worries, our concerns. We may be so involved in our financial concerns, in our concerns of friends, children, of extended family, that we forget that there is a calling that even goes beyond family. Or at least the things we do for family are done because of the greater call, that we go on to eternal life. I've often said that people say, you know, why does God let that hammer come down on my thumb? Well, I think it's more a case of your aim, but I think in the broader picture, if we never experienced pain in mortal life and we came to the gate of heaven and entered into a place without tears and without pain and without discomfort, it wouldn't be all that special. And I believe that God has created mortal living for a purpose, not to hurt us, but to have us learn how to help one another, to be present for one another, to experience illness. Not that God gives it, but it comes naturally by the nature of this existence, by the nature of germs, by the nature of hitting your thumb with a hammer. Then when you go and you enter eternal life, you know what you're free from. You know the wonder of it all. And so this morning, I'd like to leave you with these thoughts that even if you are very worried or very concerned about something, you need to take the time, not because it's a requirement, but because the very words themselves will serve as a relief. Notice the closing words of that closing paragraph in the Old Testament reading. Once again, the introduction to catch your attention, especially if you're busy. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God. And that's our key. It's the key to our existence. That's what it's all about. Our life is short here. Now, if you're in your 20s, you really don't understand that statement. The 60s and the 70s, you begin to understand that statement. Life is short. You're still looking through the same eyes. You still see the same way. You still feel that you're the same person. And yet you look back and say, is it possible that I am remembering things 60, 70 years ago? Yes, it's possible. And it's all in preparation to walk through the heavenly gates and begin what it's all about. But in the meantime, take encouragement that God is, in fact, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, and he never grows tired. When we are weary and we know we can go to him, and he will be the source of our strength, the source of our encouragement. He gives strength to the weary as we go to him and increases the power of the weak. Isn't that wonderful to be able to realize even in your weakest moments, you can gain power by just going to God, by just remembering who God is. Even youths, and I take great encouragement from that, even youths will grow tired and weary, and the young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Oh, what a good thought when you're at wit's end or at exhaustion's end. Will renew your strength. Even if you don't take that literally, you get a spiritual renewal which sets your perspective back where it needs to be. That this life is limited in time, and we work and we strive for the good of people, for the good of our God, for a greater good in the future. And the closing line, also one of my favorites, They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I look forward to the day of soaring on wings like eagles and the day where I can run and not be weary, too. I used to be able to do that. I really did. Had I never experienced the deterioration of my body, I'd have no appreciation to gain that all back in the future. I like this life. It's miserable. Let us pray. Almighty God, how grateful we are that you are wise and strong, that you have created us for mortal living now in preparation for the true life, the life you have for us for all time and eternity. And Lord God, we pray that as we go about our work here, that it might accomplish what the work of the disciples did for people to touch, to heal, to offer them a cup of cold water, to bandage them, to encourage them, to pray with them. And we thank you that you have called us as Christians to this task, to this mission, to this calling. We pray it in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. God in our lives to go forth and do what Jesus has asked us to do. Therefore, go forth in the name of the Lord and minister in the name of Christ. Go forth in peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been The Greater Call with Pastor Greg Franklin, originally broadcast February 5th, 2012. What are you passionate about? How do you serve? What is the message? When circumstances force us to slow down and reevaluate, what are the opportunities?
You've been listening to the 10 a.m. service from the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays or in person at 10 a.m. Sunday school begins at 9:15. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.